Back with Ali C.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you're having a rough week, don't worry about it. Probably not as bad as Arnold Schwarzenegger's anyway. As we are heading into another weekend here in the great country that we live in, a country that is struggling with a couple of things, including how do we get this debt under control and the deficit, but we're not going to harp on that during this hour. We've done that for, probably 30 hours worth of talk radio. So we're going to take a break from that. There's still 10 weeks to go on whether or not that debt ceiling is going to be lifted. And we know in the end, with all the grandstanding, eventually it will be. What does that mean for the rest of us? So that's a show that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. Instead, we start with the president calling for the return to pre-67 borders. What does that mean? If you just heard that headline, would you say, pre-67 borders, what is he talking about? Well, remember, the big speech about the Middle East was on Thursday. It lasted 45 minutes. And what the president said out loud is that you go back to 67 borders, pre-67 borders, meaning the war between Israel and the Palestinians. And what would happen is the Gaza Strip, Golan Heights, West Bank, all of that would go back to Israel. So the specific quote was, "We believe the borders of Israel and Palestine should be based on the 1967 lines with mutually agreed swaps so that secure and recognized borders are established for both states." This is a big deal because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not excited about it. They don't want to change. They're willing to play the game and I think make a deal, but they're not willing to give it up because the peace process, of course, has been stalled by what? Land disputes. And it's over Israel settlements in West Bank and the West Bank and the role pretty much of that terrorist group, Hamas. And now by saying that, it is kind of like a little bit of a push under the bus for Israel. There are some that are applauding what the president has said, including Lindsey Graham, Republican Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, who says, "I might take some crap to stand by the president on this one," because he's calling out Israel. And at the same time says and said through the 45 minutes that, you know, our commitment to Israel's security is unshakable, but we think they should give the land back and then work on swaps. And this is the first time any president has said that. So is there a chance really the exact borders will go back? Probably not. I would assume if even there was an agreement there, it would be changed. Mitt Romney, see, I said that the president pushed Israel gently a little bit under the bus. Mitt Romney is saying the president shoved Israel under the bus, that he's disrespecting Israel and undermining its ability to negotiate peace. And here's the thing, and this is Romney's quote, because after all, he does want to be president and he wants to run in 2012. He wants to get the GOP nod. He's saying he's violated a first principle of American foreign policy. And I thought to myself, what's the first principle? He says, stand by your friends. The president is saying he used a speech to speak directly to both Israel and the Palestinians, saying that they have to yield and that they need to get this in order and bring the peace that everybody wants and is needed in the region and the world. Will this backfire on the prez when it comes to being elected? When it comes to people who have voted for him, who are furious over his statements about those particular pieces of property that have really destroyed the relationships between the Palestinians and the folks in Israel. Let's move on to something else, because we're not going to solve that riddle overnight. Let's move on to Gabrielle Giffords. That this story might be overshadowed a little bit because of the president's speech, but this is one that is a feel-good story that all of us want to know about, what's going on with the congresswoman, because she had to have a piece of the skull implanted. Her doctor, Dr. Kim, said this after the operation. Take a listen.
Yesterday was an important step in Gabby's recovery. She looks great. I started calling her gorgeous Gabby today, and I think she hasn't looked in the mirror yet, but as soon as she does, she'll be very pleased.
That's good, because what was happening before with the brain and the swelling and everything else, she had to wear a helmet for fear that, you know, something would happen to her. You have to remember that she was shot pretty much at point blank range. So what is that going to do to you? And what is that going to, what would that do ultimately to her face and to the side of her head and all of that? And it sounds like the progress has been pretty remarkable. And I think that's good news in a very tragic, tragic situation that started off the new year with people worrying about where we were headed and what was the case with Jared Lee Loeffner and how could that happen and do we need more security for Congress people and a million different other angles on what happened there. Very, very sad stuff. How about this? This is just disgraceful. The former International Monetary Fund chief, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, who started the week as the IMF head, ends the week, of course, resigning and being released from jail after being granted bail on sexual assault charges. Here's what Jeff Shapiro had to say about the accuser being willing to stand up and say what happened and why they opposed bail. Take a listen.
Given her background coming from a country where danger is on every corner and law enforcement is not readily available or at least not exercised for people who don't have power or money, she's concerned, very deeply concerned about her safety. And I think even more important in her mind is her daughter's safety. From the time of this assault, she's not had a moment of peace. She's been going from place to place. She's not been able to go home. Fortunately, she's been reunited with her daughter. Hopefully she's getting some sleep, but she's managed to get through this every single day, and she's extraordinary.
Okay, so what's interesting is on the other side of it with Strauss-Kahn, power, he's right about the whole power thing. This guy wanted to be president of France, and it took $1 million in cash and a $5 million bond to get him out of Rikers. So he was indicted on 7 criminal charges. He had to give up all of his passports and that kind of stuff because for fear of flight. His next court appearance is June 6th. So he's saying it's wrong and he's going to spend all his time defending himself that it's not true. It's the allegations are bogus and all this other stuff. And he's being accused, certainly, and now charged with the assault of a maid in an upscale New York hotel. And the specific indictments on 7 criminal charges, 2 counts of the sexual act, 2 counts of sexual abuse, 1 count of attempting to commit rape, unlawful imprisonment, forcible touching. Wow. It's going to be interesting to watch this case as it develops and what happens in the beginning of June. Coming up next, no secret, cheap movie reviews. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Her hair is hollow gold. Lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Betty Davis, there was a siren of the screen back in her day. Kate Delaney, ATN, we're doing that movie thing, the cheap movie reviews. It's a very big weekend for people who love Pirates of the Caribbean because finally the day is here. The fourth installment of the whole pirate deal. And, you know, who knows? Is this going to be a good one? I love the title of it, Pirates of the Caribbean, Stranger Tides. In my neighborhood, at almost every theater, and I'm sure it's this way around the country, so you got to assume it's going to be great at the box office, people had to get tickets ahead of time, or else they're out of luck, at least for some of the beginning shows. So without further ado, here's a little snippet of the pirate movie.
Jack, have you ever seen with your own eyes the fountain of youth?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
We know you're in possession of a map.
You could guide an expedition.
I could use a ship.
What has become of my beloved Pearl?
Taken. Blackbeard.
But the Regan have come to life. Our own ship turned against us.
Captain, I wish to report a mutiny. I can name fingers and point names.
Perfect.
Is that where Jack beheaded?
It is not the
destination so much as the journey. Fountain of youth. What does it require?
A mermaid, Jack.
All hands on deck! We've fallen behind. We need one mermaid!
You're killing her. I'm a bad man.
Again! Fight to the bitter end!
Hardly appropriate for a first mate.
Was that the first?
It has begun!
Part of the plan, yes. No. Have you been there? Does his face look like it's been to the Fountain of Youth? Depends on the light.
You have to love it. It sounds good anyway, doesn't it? And Johnny Depp is just so brilliant as Captain Jack Sparrow. I love him in that role, really. And Keira Knightley and the same cast and crew is going to be there. It sounds like this could be a decent installment of it. And if you're a fan of it, you're going to go see it no matter what, even if you're disappointed. They're definitely going to get their money back. However many millions it costs to make it, they will reap it back. It's just a question of will the quality be there or not. You start to do these sequels, and sometimes they go in the wrong direction, down the drink. But this one looks like it, from what I've seen and what you just heard, it looks like it could be pretty good. I'm going to go and see it when my nephew comes to visit me, so I'll wait as it dies down a little bit. In the next month or so. In the next month, I'll go and see it. But not in the opening week. It'll be crazy, I think. The opening weekend and then the next weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend and people have the extra days. And then kids are out of school. And so it'll be kind of crazy. We move on to a completely different kind of movie. This movie stars Val Kilmer, Kris Kristofferson, Dwight Yoakam, and... it looks kind of interesting. It's called Bloodworth. Take a listen.
Whiskey wasn't my undoing. It was music. My bane and my salvation.
So the highway is where I believe I belong.
Daddy's coming home.
And I will go on making music. Whiskey.
Name's Bloodworth. B.F. Bloodworth.
As long as the spirit.
When you lit out of here 40 years ago, you never looked back.
You don't know the whole story.
What to do?
I don't want to hurt nobody.
Too late for that.
I was told Boyd had him a son. He favored me somewhat. You've been love struck. Felt that way about your granny, too.
I like that's your family.
I want that Bloodworth out of my house.
Take my advice, move on like I did.
Fleming's a good boy. He's got a good heart.
You were fixing to die. You were going straight to hell.
I guess God told you that, didn't he?
My own song. And I drink when I'm thirsty. And I will go on making music and whiskey and love. As long as the spirit inside me says, don't tell me what to do.
So you can tell Kris Kristofferson is going to sing here. If you liked any of his old music, you might like this. And the premise of the movie is he took off and has been gone for 20 years. So he left his family, dumped them in Tennessee, where he was from, walked out, then decides to come home. His three sons are grown. He's got a grandson. And the only one that really seems to embrace him is the younger guy, the grandson. because he doesn't have those hard feelings that the sons have. Could be interesting. It's going to be a lot of whiskey talk and doing a lot of that music thing that Christopherson, the type of music he used to do. But if nothing else, I think it would make a good rental. If you are a fan of Woody Allen, this is a highly anticipated flick that's come out this weekend. It's called Midnight in Paris. Check it out.
I mean, this is unbelievable. There's no city like this in the world.
You're in love with a fantasy.
I'm in love with you.
What are you doing here? Dad's here in business, and we just decided to reload along.
Oh!
That's great. We can spend some time together.
I think we have a lot of commitments, but I'm sure it's... Well,
what?
If I'm not mistaken, Rodin's work was influenced by his wife, Camille.
Rose was the wife.
No, he was never married to Rose.
I hope you're not going to be as antisocial tomorrow.
I'm not quite as taken with him as you are.
I mean, he's a pseudo-intellectual.
Slightly more tannic than the 59. I prefer a smoky feeling.
Carol and I are going to go dancing.
Yes.
We heard of a great place. Interested?
No. I don't want to be a killjoy, but I need to get a little fresh air.
What time did you get in last night?
Not that late. I'll probably end up going on another little hike tonight.
Where'd Gil run off to?
I've been walking around Paris.
Where do you think Gil goes every night?
He walks and gets ideas.
Why are you so dressed up?
I was just doing a little writing.
You dress up and put on cologne to write?
Because you know how I think better in the shower and I get the positive ions going in there.
I had a private detective follow me.
And what happened?
I don't know. The detective agency says the detective is missing.
I'm in... very perplexing situation.
All right, you can recognize the voice of Owen Wilson. Rachel McAdams is in this. Kathy Bates is in it. Adrian Brody is in it. It's directed by Woody Allen. And if you listen to some of it, it's vintage Woody Allen. People questioning things, upset, that kind of stuff. It's a family, including a younger couple. They go to Paris. They're there for business. And then things change once they land in Paris and it all unfolds. If, like I said, if you like Woody Allen, you like the movie. If you don't like Woody Allen, stay away. That's my best advice. We're kicking the can down the road here on ATN next.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible when you order 3 of any qualified pack. You will get the 4th one absolutely free. That's the buy 3, get the 4th free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy 3 of any qualified item and receive the 4th one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course all the nooks and crannies in between, where half of you are asleep for most of the day because you didn't get enough sleep and you're probably cranky. I know all about that. A lot of people listening to us have insomnia or they're third shifters and your life is kind of upside down. We love to have Greg Stebbins on this show. He's one of the editors of Men's Health magazine, among the zillion plates he has spinning around. And I'm sure he has trouble with sleep, too. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great. A little drowsy.
Of course you are. Of course you're drowsy. Let me ask you this. What is the normal amount of sleep you should really get? People are saying, like, I've read various things on this where they say, oh, you have to have at least 8 hours. Who is getting 8 hours sleep? I don't know anybody, from mothers who just have had young children at home to people who are workaholics to people who are just working normal jobs. I don't know anyone that gets 8 hours sleep.
It's funny, isn't it? I don't know if you heard that there's this best-selling book on Amazon.com, very small publisher. I can't say the full title on the air. It looks like a book for kids. But it's for adults, for parents specifically. The title is Go the Blank to Sleep. And it's this guy who's a dad, and he just has had so much trouble getting his child. He loves his child, but he's had so much trouble getting his child to go to sleep that he created this book for other parents about what you do to get your kid to go to blank to sleep. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, there's all kinds of reasons why people perhaps don't get as much sleep as they need. You know, we're overworked. We have kids. That's a big thing, you know, babies. The other thing is technology can really wreak havoc in your life and keep you from going to sleep because you stay up too late surfing the web or watching movies because you can watch any movie you want on demand. Here's kind of an interesting piece of research that really ought to scare people. I think it's a very effective. Penn State did a study last year, and they found that people who sleep 6 hours a night or less are 4 times more likely to die of any cause than people who sleep longer.
Really?
So, I mean, clearly, if you're 24, your odds aren't increasing that much. But as you age, your odds are increasingly. And the reality is, what we can learn from this is that sleep is really important. And I think if most of us look at our lives today, we realize, oh, I really am making it hard for my body to get all the sleep that it needs.
Yeah.
Myself included, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's true. You know, I have this thing, and I'm sure other people... By the way, your story is called The Sleep Snatchers. I love that title. And here's the thing. I know that what people think in their mind is, okay, I have to power through these presentations or be with the kids and do this and do this and that and whatever, and I'll catch up on the sleep. But here's the thing. It doesn't work. We're not like bears. You can't hibernate for a weekend and catch, right? You can. That's not going to help your health.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes you just have to do that. I think the problem is when you begin to do that or you continue to do that as just your lifestyle, becomes your habit to be constantly sleep deprived. We've written about this in Men's Health so many times. I mean, and you can talk to people who know they don't get enough sleep, myself sometimes included. I mean, it's one of the occupational hazards of writing for a living. You know, often that writing happens in the middle of the night. I know sometimes I'm literally doing something and have these micro moments where I fall asleep because I am sleep deprived. And I've really worked hard over the last few years to change that because I began to realize that or fear that that was going to have a long-term impact on the rest of my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can relate, absolutely. You say in your piece, you talk about three questions that you have to ask yourself. What are the three questions?
Well, here are some tips that we think you can use to help yourself. Tip number one is... just begin to look at the things that are keeping you awake. For instance, here's a big one for people right now, money. And this is a really, it's an ironic kind of thing. But if you're worried about money, you lay awake and you're not getting enough sleep, so you're not doing a good job at work or you're not doing a good job at the job interviews you're doing, which just makes the worries worse, which makes you lose more sleep. It's a vicious cycle. So you really have to do something to break that cycle that revolves around worry. Now, we offer some real common sense stuff here. One, you'll laugh, but in all seriousness, this can really help if you lay in bed at night and you can't get to sleep. Try something as silly as counting sheep. I know it sounds absurd, but the point is just to get your mind off your troubles onto something else that's not going to bother you, unless you're afraid of sheep, so that you can drift off to sleep. Another thing, this sounds really interesting, and unusual, but we actually encourage people to get up and don't turn on the TV. There's a danger in that. But go to your computer and watch a couple of short, funny YouTube videos. Why YouTube videos? Because they're short. So you can watch a couple. They're 3 or 4 or 5 minutes long. And in 15 minutes, hopefully it's helped you become drowsy enough that you want to go back to sleep. Whereas if you turn on a movie or a show, you're going to stay up and watch the end of it, and I can say from experience, 1 o'clock turns into 3 o'clock, and then you're sitting there going, well, I have to get up in 3 hours. Do I bother going to sleep at all? So yeah. YouTube can be very useful that way. And a third thing I will mention, and a lot of people will delight in this, even though it's obvious, you know, if you can catch what we call some intimate time with your partner, I can tell you as a guy, that is often a great way to help me go to sleep.
I bet. Of course, because you don't have to cuddle. You just fall asleep afterwards.
I can fall asleep while cuddling.
I'm going to send this little piece to your wife. I want her to hear this. Hey, and speaking of partners, one thing that you do talk about is what if you sleep with somebody who snores? My wonderful, handsome husband has that problem, and that can keep me awake.
Well, this is a real problem, and, you know, yeah, you have to approach this in a very mature way. Now, years before we did this story, my wife and I got married 16 years ago. Because I write for a living, I sometimes keep very unusual hours. And I told her before we got married, I said, you know what? There's going to be times during our marriage when I sleep on the couch. It doesn't mean anything unless I tell you it means something. And I encourage that for all couples where one of the partners snores, tosses and turns, has a real hot body, whatever it is. If your spouse or your partner is keeping you from getting a good night's sleep, we encourage you to take prearranged, pre-discussed sleep vacations. Maybe you say that every other night you sleep in the guest room or on the couch, It's not about having a fight. It's about, this is really important for my health, and you deserve to have a good night's sleep, and you need it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to right now also take a snippet of what you just said and play this back to him. That's perfect.
I'm glad that we could be so useful.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, how about this is another deal. This isn't a problem I have, but I know there are a lot of people that deal with this. What about that crazy heartburn that people get where they just can't even lay flat? It's terrible.
It's a huge problem. And you know how you know it's a huge problem? Watch the ads on TV at night.
They're all for
heartburn medicines, right? So there's a couple things you can do here. One is you can use what's called a sleeping wedge, and it elevates your head a few inches above the rest of your body. That can help. The other thing is, and I don't know if people know this, if you're going to sleep on your side, sleep on your left side, not your right side, because when you lay on your right side, the muscle between your stomach and your esophagus may stay open a little longer, and that lets the acid keep flowing freely. That's exactly what you want to prevent. So lay on your left side. You may have to adjust which side of the bed you lay on to do that. But you actually want to make that a habit or get a sleeping wedge, and that may really be helpful for you.
Oh, that's a great tip. What I'm wondering is yawning contagious? When you have, why is it when somebody, it's like I'm in the mini studio and I have guys, wonderful guys, Donovan and Matt Johnson, who are back in Minneapolis where the network is. And if somebody catches the yawn, some one of us catches the yawn bug, the other person yawns and we're not even face to face with each other.
You know, it's funny you say that. I don't have a definitive scientific answer for you, but I will tell you something anecdotal that makes me believe that there is something about yawning that triggers something in another person's mind. When our dog yawns, I yawn. Now, I haven't taken the time to notice if when I yawn, he yawns. I'll have to watch that next. But, I mean, I think anecdotally it's pretty clear that when someone yawns, someone else yawns. I can't explain why it happens, but I'll bet if we did a little research, we could. And I'd actually bet that if I had thought of it, we've probably written about that in the past.
There you go. What about the phone thing? Because, you know what, there's a lot of people. I was reading something about the iPhone deal where people leave the phone so close to their bed that it flashes, you know, when you get texts and stuff, and that is not good for them to have that.
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, we did a story a few years ago. I think we actually included a survey where we found out that a lot of people were falling asleep with their phone on the pillow next to their head. Look, the whole cell phone debate about radiation, I don't know if cell phone radiation is dangerous or not. But the reality is there's some doubt about it. So why on earth would you want to fall asleep with the thing next to your head all night long? But you're making a bigger point, which is, does having it on the nightstand next to you make it harder to get sleep?
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. A lot of people, the last thing they do is they check their email or their text messages before they go to sleep. They wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason. They check their email again. And you may think that that's kind of an innocuous thing, but I'm not sure it is. If someone's emailed you and you've got something that gets you mentally involved or it's upsetting or it's a work problem you know you're going to have to deal with in the morning, then what's just happened? You're now, instead of being in a restful place where you can continue to sleep, now your brain's engaged and you're in something completely opposite from a restful state. Maybe you even get up and go to a computer to answer that email or look at a document or something. Our advice is a couple of things. One is you got to plug your phone in every night or you're going to have a dead battery in the morning.
Sure.
Just put the plug on the other side of the room. You come in, you plug your phone in at night, you check your email one last time. You're not going to wake up in the middle of the night, get up and walk across the room to check your email. You might if you have to use the bathroom or something. But the other thing is, we suggest even for a short time putting a password on your phone. It'll force you in the middle of the night to enter the password, and hopefully just the delay that causes will give you enough presence of mind where you'll go, oh, that's right, I'm trying to break that habit, and you'll just set the phone down and go back to bed.
Yeah, perfect advice. This is all great stuff. Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine, thanks so much as always.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Well, anyone who's listened to America Tonight knows that I'm all about the bicycle. I checked today. I wanted to make sure my count was right, but I have 7 bikes, all different kinds of bicycles. I mean, of course, a few of them are my husband's, and he's truly even more of a bigger bike nut than me. I even have a cruiser that I use just to kind of tool around the neighborhood. So I'm really jazzed about our next guest and what I found out that tomorrow is Ride your bike to work. Can you ride your bike to work? How often do we talk about that here on ATN? And a lot of you have called in, sent pictures, all that kind of stuff. Is your city bike friendly? Bob Eichel tirelessly has worked on that in Dallas, the city where our mini studio, of course, is located. And he's getting some results. There are a lot of people that are bike nuts in the great state of Texas and in Dallas and its outlying areas, like many of you know. In Madison, Wisconsin, where you're listening to us, you have great bike paths and trails and all that sort of stuff. Same thing to our friends listening to us in Washington, in Spokane, in Seattle especially and whatnot. And finally, something's being done about the city of Dallas, thanks in part to Bob Eichel, who has been, like I said, the guru of pushing this forward, talking about the Dallas bike plan. Hey, Bob, how'd you like that introduction?
I don't know what to say now.
I knew it. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to have you at a loss for words. But seriously, you have been pushing for this for a very long time. And see, here on this show, we always talk about that there has to be a voice for something. If you have a passion about whatever it is, you just got to push. It's grassroots. You got to get out there. You got to dig. You got to find out what's going on. How long have you been working on this?
Well, I started in 05, late 05. And it started out as a kind of a local issue in our neighborhood. And quite frankly, it didn't start out to try to help cyclists. It was for pedestrians and cyclists and trying to take care of some of the traffic issues. But as I got more involved in it, I started to realize just how much cycling is going on in our neighborhood. And what started out as just a process trying to help our neighborhood, it turned into a real passion for this. And so we've been working on it, not only myself, but many other people. And it's amazing how many people have been involved in this and how much energy has been put into it these many years. And we're right on the cusp of having a Dallas bike plan, which will be passed in June.
And the idea is, too, you and I have talked a lot in these last couple of days about really Dallas, if all this stuff all falls into place down the line, this will be a tremendous case study for so many other cities across the United States, right?
Yes, and I must admit, we've hired some very good people. Our designers, the Tool Group out of Seattle, has been helping us put this plan together, along with our city staff, along with DART, along with TxDOT, citizens committees, a whole group of people have been working in concert to put this plan in place. And actually, Kate, we have built upon some of the best ideas from Minneapolis, Portland, older Seattle, and you've mentioned a few of these, many other cities. And so we have borrowed from what they have done, and hopefully, someone will do the same with what we've done.
Yeah, and this will resonate, I think, with so many of the listeners. Again, don't forget, if you can ride your bike to work, do it tomorrow, because across the nation it's Ride Your Bike to Work Day. Well, what are some of the key benefits to it? Because you mentioned it's not just bike paths. I'm thinking bike in my head, but it's also pedestrian walkways that in some cases aren't there. What are some of the key benefits that people would get from that?
Well, I think there are several, four that really come to mind. The first, obviously, is health. And we have a real problem with obesity in this country. You know, a third of adults are overweight. And, you know, it can also help lower carbon emissions. And, you know, Dallas is ranked 58th in fitness walking, so we can do a lot better. So it's helping in the areas of health. Another one that I think it helps is obviously safety. So many cities who have great bike pathways and pedestrian pathways are reducing the number of crashes and pedestrian fatalities. You know, Texas ranks, from some of the stats I've seen, third in the country in pedestrian and bike fatalities. We don't have a bike plan and a really good pedestrian plan in Dallas. I don't think I have one in Houston and San Antonio. Austin is an exception. So it's all about trying to reduce some of the accidents that we have. And I think as many as 40-some thousand, in some cases 60,000 in some years, have died throughout the country for, you know, pedestrian bike fatalities. You know, another one I think is welfare. Obviously, by building these complete streets, you're enhancing the neighborhoods, you're increasing land values and property values, you're increasing social interaction. And with more people on the bike trails and on these pathways, more eyes on the street, obviously enhanced security with, you know, surveillance. With an aging society, you know, someday they may take my car keys away from me, and having a bike to get to the shopping center or be able to walk is a good thing. So, you know, that's the welfare and also enhancing the economies of a lot of these shopping centers, because we can increase the connectivity to these retail centers and other areas that people want to get to by pedestrian bike paths. We increase the commerce. So I think there's some arguments to be made for enhancing commerce. But one that I also think is very important is civil defense. If you remember Katrina, all the cars that were parked on the freeway trying to get out of New Orleans and ran out of gas, having additional pathways in and out of a city, both for pedestrians and bikes, enhances civil defense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you and I talked off the air, that's the first light bulb thing that I thought of, and you mentioned it was absolutely, hands down, what a difference that would have made. Okay, let's get down to the meat of it. Again, for people listening, what do they need to do to make some of these things happen? Like, I have a friend that works for Bank of America, Bob, and Bank of America put in showers. They have bike racks. You can easily ride there, get dressed, no problem. I thought that was great. And he lives in Chicago.
Absolutely. I think it's going to take people getting involved. You know, getting your government involved is really big. Let's just take Dallas, for instance. We're updating a plan that started in 85. And so it's all these years later, so we're updating a plan. And it took a lot of people, and especially our city council and others, to change some of our city staff and to really get behind this. So it takes activists. It takes people who think that this is very important to move on this from a governmental standpoint. Then you start looking at the private sector. And the private sector can do an awful lot in this area, too, like you're mentioning with a large shopping centers can put together a bike and pedestrian plan, and you want that connected to your neighborhoods. So it's working both in the public sector, the private sector, in concert.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Your example was great, too. And the public transportation, now that we're seeing in many cities, and I noticed this in Seattle, I mean, you can ride your bike wherever, and you can also just plop that bike on whatever the local, I don't know what it is, but it's the local bus company that they have. It's easy to do that if you have to get from point A to point B, and I think that's a big one for a lot of people.
Huge. If you go to some of the great cities around the world, I think we all get excited about being able to take a transit system, be a pedestrian, get to where you need to be, and have this mobility. So what you're really putting your finger on is enhanced mobility. A person would be willing to walk a mile. We know that. Most people are willing to ride a bike. You know, they don't have to be road warriors to do that, about 3 miles. So if you were to take off of a station stop or even a bus stop and do a mile radius and a 3 mile radius, and if you put pathways for both the sidewalks for the pedestrians and the bike paths that link up to those radiuses, and you look at what kind of coverage you have in your area, you'll start to see a mobility plan. We did that in Dallas, and it was amazing how much coverage we already had. It's just connecting it.
Yeah, and that's the key. And especially with the population aging, I like some of what you had to say. Remember, they take away your keys. Imagine if you can still get there. I see lots of people walking. It's true. And I see lots of older people biking. They have three-wheelers. They've got big baskets on the back of their bike, and it's certainly possible. And we have like a minute left, but again, I'm going to remind everyone, National Bike to Work Day. And in Dallas, if you're one of our Dallas listeners, at 10:30 a.m., the city of Dallas is holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony, right? And that's to do what?
Well, it's going to be opening up the Cottonwood Trail, and I would encourage everyone to be in their work clothes, I guess, and to take the DART or a bus to the location, or take your bikes to the location. And we're going to be at the Forest Lane station stop. If you can get there, not far from there, it will be the ribbon cutting at 10:30.
How fun. That sounds like such a good time. And again, remember, everybody listening to Bob, he's so passionate about this. You can do this in your neck of the woods. Think of the health and the safety, the welfare, as he was mentioning, and civil defense. If you get in one of these situations with flooding, like we saw with Katrina, like we're seeing with the Mississippi River, although some of those channels are being opened up, still, you'd have a way to get out if you were in a catastrophic situation and if you knew a little bit ahead of time. That would be one way to get out and in, for them to get into you to help you with the rescue situation. Bob Eichel, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.